Today's daf is Chulin Daf Chav Zayin. And we are at the very top of Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, a new perek, the second perek of Maseches Chulin, perek HaShoichet. So the topic of the second perek of Maseches Chulin is the same as the topic of the first perek of Maseches Chulin, and that is the laws of Shechitas Chulin. In fact, the very first Mishnah of the second perek discusses some of the most basic fundamental halachas as it relates to Shechita. I don't think there's too much in this first Mishnah that's going to come as much of a shock. Bechlal, this entire first daf is a very, very foundational daf as it relates to understanding the very basics of the laws of Shechita. Zok the Mishnah. Hashoichet, if somebody shechts, echot ba'oif, one simin of a bird, ushnayim bebehema, or two simonim of a behema, Shechita sekshere, the Shechita is going to be kosher. So when it comes to Shechita soif, you have to shecht one simin. Shechita's behema, two simonim. What are the simonim? The kana and the veshet. As it relates to the behemah, the two simonim are obviously both the kana and the veshet. As it relates to the oif, one simon, you get to pick the kana or the veshet. Is it dafka the kana, or maybe it's dafka the veshet? That's actually a discussion in the Gemara in one of the upcoming dafin. But the basic halacha we already knew, hashoichit echad ba'oif, it's one simon when it comes to oif, shnayim be'behemah, it's two simon when it comes to behemah. The Mishnah continues and says, v'rubo yishal echad kamayo, that when it comes to shechting a simon, you don't have to shecht the entire simin, but roiv works. This is one of the areas in halacha where we say rubay kekulay. Rabbi Huda says, ad sheyishchait es havaridin, that when it comes to shechting an oif, there's a halacha that it's not enough to shecht the simin, but you also have to shecht the veridin. So the veridin are veins in the chest area of the oif. Rabbi Huda's Shita is that the Shechita is not complete unless you also shecht the veridin. This is something that will be discussed in detail again in the upcoming dafim. Chatzi echad ba'oif, in the event that somebody shechted only half of one of the simonim by a knife, or ve'echad v'chatzi be'behema, or if somebody shechted one and a half of the simonim by the behema, shechita se'psula, the Shechita is going to be pasul. Roiv echad ba'oif, if you shechted roiv of one of the simonim by a knife, ve'roiv shtayim be'behema, or roiv of two of the simonim by the behema, shechita sekshera, in that instance, the shechita is going to be kosher. If you shechted half of the simen, so you didn't get the whole simen, you didn't even get rid of the simen. If you shechted one and a half of the behema, so one of them you got, but the other one you didn't get entirely, you didn't even get rive. If you got rive, then already it's going to be okay. Either way, the Mishnah seems extremely wordy. Feels like we repeated ourselves. Throw in the recaps, we really repeated ourselves, but the basic gist of what the Mishnah is saying is that Shechitas Chulin of a Noif is Simen Echad, Shechitas Chulin of a Behema is two Simonim, Rubay Shalachat Kamayu. You don't have to shech the entire Simen, as long as you get Roiv, that in and of itself is going to be okay. Throw in Shechitas Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that when it comes to Shechitas Oifos, it's not enough that you shecht the simen. At sheyishchait es havriden, you have to shecht the veriden as well. Zok the Gemara. The Mishnah said hashoichet, and we know this diak very much from the first parak. The yeved in lechatchilaloi. It's a lashon of the yeved, right? Hashoichet sounds like in the event that you shechted, it's going to be okay. Says the Gemara. The word hashoichet sounds like it's going on everything that's mentioned right in the beginning of the Mishnah. Hashoichet echad ba'oif, ushnayim bebehema, shchitasoik sheira. Freik de Gemara, shnayim bebehema, lechatchil aloi. You're telling me that hashoichet shnayim bebehema is only b'di'evet ad kamal lishchot v'lezal. How much do you want this person to shecht? Meaning, the Gemara starts off with the diak that hashoichet sounds like the halacha that we're about to present is a b'di'evet diga halacha. Now, what was the halacha? Echad ba'oif u'shnayim bebehem. That echad ba'oif should be b'di'evet, I could hear. Why? Because an oif has two simonim. Maybe l'chadchili is supposed to shecht the two simonim. But that shnayim bebehema should be b'di'evet? Freik the Gemara, but l'shoyne yazov, ad kam l'shchit v'lezel. Once you shecht the two simonim, there's nothing else to shecht. So how could that be a lashon b'di'evet? So the Gemara says two tirutzim. Iba yisema, you could say ha'echad ba'if. En chinami, ha'shoichet shnayim bebehema would be really halachically inaccurate, but poetic symmetry. We wanted to say hashoichid echad ba'oiv, so we said also ushnayim bebehema. You're going to tell me hashoichid echad ba'oiv b'di'eved, but luchatchilo your lattice shecht shnayim bebehema. That's way too wordy for the derech of the Tana of a Mishnah in a brisa maybe, but for a Mishnah, no way. And being that as it relates to echad ba'oiv, that is b'di'eved. What's the b'di'eved? Luchatchilo you should check the two simanim. That's why we said the lashon of Ashoicha b'di'eved. Or you could say Aruba Yishal Echad Kamayo. That la'olam even Echad ba'oif is l'chatchila. That's not b'di'eved, and for that it wouldn't say Ashoicha. So why does it say Ashoicha b'di'eved? It's for the next line, not for the Echad ba'oif u'shnayim b'behema shchitasek sheir, but for Aruba Yishal Echad Kamayo. This that we rely on Aruba Yishal Echad Kamayo. We rely on Rubik Akuli when it comes to the laws of shchita. That's not something l'chatchila. That's only something that's b'di'eved. So the bottom line. As straightforward as the halachas of the Mishnah were, the Gemara begins with a diak. It sounds like it's b'di'eved. And the Gemara is struggling to understand which part of this is b'di'eved. It's for sure not shnayim b'behema, because there's nothing more to do beyond shnayim b'behema. So the Gemara says to Mahalchem, Iba yaseima echad ba'if is b'di'eved. What's l'chatchila both simonim, even by a knife? Meaning, as much as we know echad ba'if, but it's only b'di'eved, it's only hashoichet b'medayik the Mishnah. V'iba yaseima it's rubesh al echad kamayo. As much as we know rive works, but it's something that's only going to be b'di'eved. It's interesting, if you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchas Shechita, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, this is the first Perek of Hilchas Shechita, the Rambam's laying down the basic law of the land. The shoichet has to shecht in the middle of the throat. If he shechted from the sides, that was a mission in the first parak. This is what we need. What is the shir of the shechita? Shnei hasimonim. It's shechting the two simonim, shehein akona v'haveshet, the trachea and the esophagus, respectively. Hashchita hamu'ula, says the Rambam. The perfect shchita is sheyechtechu shneyem, that you should check both of the simonim, bein bebehema, bein ba'oif. Sai by a behema and sai by a oif. L'chatchilo, even by a knife, you should check two simonim. Ulezei yischaven hashoichet. And that's what the shoichet should try to do. V'im, says the Rambam, b'di'evet, shochad roiv echod mehem ba'oif. You shechted roiv of one by the oif, the roiv shnayim bebehema, or roiv of the two by the behema, ubechayer or by a chayer shchitasik sheir. In that instance, the shchit is going to be kosher. So the Rambam says, what's the lechatchila the gueda shecht? The shchita hamu'ula is sheyechtechu shneyem bein bebehema bein ba'oif, and yechtechu shneyem means 100% and side by the behema, side by the oif. So the lechatchila way to shecht is to get both simanim by a behema and by an oif. B'di'eved, one simon by an oif. B'di'eved also rubay shalechad kamayu is going to be okay. What's the makar to the Rambam? The lechatchila you're supposed to shecht the entire simon, and even by an oif, the entirety of both of the simonim. It's the first gemara of the second parak. It's chul and afchav zayin amad aleph. But if you notice, the Rambam paskin like both ibayisemas. The Rambam paskin ibayisema a echad ba'oif. That's hashoicha b'di'eved. V'ibayisema rubay shel echad kamayu. That's also hashoicha b'di'eved. At first glance, when you learn the gemara, it sounds a little bit like the gemara gave two ibayisemas, had explained the mishnah, pick this or that, but there's no option C of all of the above. The Rambam actually went all of the above, because the Rambam held that both of the Ibayasemas are true. It's just Ibayasem, but Ibayasem in terms of how you want to be Mefarish the Mishnah. You want to say the Hashoichet is referring to the Echad Ba'ev, or it's referring to the next line of Rubay Shel Echad Kamayu, of Bevasas Negei, the Halacha, the Rambam held it was never a Shiloh. Both of these Halachas are true, because Lechatchila you're supposed to Shech both 100%, Sai by a Behema and Sai by a knife. Either way, Kof Mem Shin Simon. I'm Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, "Minayin l'shchita shemian hatzaver?" How do we know that shchita is supposed to be from the throat? So, up until this point, we're already almost a month in. We've been taking for granted that how exactly the shchita work. You shech the kana, the veshet. You come from the tzaver. B'di'eved, even from the tzadim, not from the behind, right? Because that's kasher b'malika. Whatever's kasher b'malika, we know is pasul b'shchita. If somebody would ask you today, what's the makar to that? You would say, halacha l'moshe mi'sinai, right? I think so. That's been the vibe up until this point. You have the five specific halachas that govern the way shchita works. But the whole hilchas shchita, which is mentioned cryptically in the Torah, seems to be governed by Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Truth is, that's the right answer, as we're about to see, but it's not 100% the right answer, as we're both about to see. In fact, the Gemara from here until the end of the daf is going to present five potential makoros from the Torah alone to the idea of maybe having an actual source that Shechita is supposed to be Menatzaver. Rav Kahana is the Kof of the Kof Mem Shin Simen, and he starts us off. So says Rav Kahana, how do you know that Shechita is Menatzaver? Shema, the Pasuk says, V'shachat as Ben HaBakar. It says this in Vayikra Perek Aleph Pasuk Hey. It's talking about Shechitas Kachem, specifically the Korban Oil, the fifth Pasuk in Teiras Kayanim. V'shachat as Ben HaBakar. What does V'shachat mean? So it literally means Teshach, right? But more specifically, Mimakim Sheshach Chateo. It's a nutrikin, it's an acronym for Shach Chateo. Shach means bends, Chateo means cleanse. Rashi actually has two pshatim of what Chateo means, Ayin Shom, we're picking one. So the Pasuk essentially is saying that the way you're supposed to kill the animal is go to the Makim Sheshach, go to the place that it bends, which is its neck, and what you should do is you should cleanse it, you should remove the blood, that's where you're supposed to make the incision, that's where you're supposed to slaughter it, that's the way Shechita is supposed to be. That's how you know it's Menatzaver. First things first, how do you know that the word Chateo means to cleanse? I have two psukim for this. Number one, it says, V'chitei Asabayis, this is in the parasha of Nigei Batim, so the Kohen is supposed to clean out the house from all the things that are there. V'chitei means to cleanse. V'ibay Yisema Mehacha, Pasuk in Tehillim, Techateini Be'ezei Ve'eter, David HaMelech is saying, purify me. So you see that the word chateo means to cleanse, shach means to bend. That's how you know shechita is supposed to be menatzaver. But the Gemara says the imam miznavay. Maybe it means you're supposed to kill the animal by its tail. The tail also wags, right? It bends. So maybe that's what it means. So the Gemara says shach implies michlal shezakuf beinon. It sounds like we're dealing with a part of the anatomy that sometimes is zakuf and sometimes is shach. That's the area that you're supposed to go and supposed to do the shechita. Memakim sheshach, the place where it sometimes bends, as opposed to the tail, v'hashach v'oymedu. That's an area that's always kafuf. It's always shach. As a result, it doesn't qualify. Maybe it means the ears of the animal, right? The animal could sometimes, do its thing with the ear. So maybe that's an ear that sometimes is zakuf, sometimes it's shach. Maybe that's what the incision is supposed to make. But the Gemara says, Bina dama nefesh v'leka. We know this already from other sources of Seder Kachim, that the shechita of Kachim required dam to come out of the animal for going to do Kabbalah Lachazrika. And we know that the Kabbalah Lachazrika had to be done with dam ha-nefesh. Not all dam is considered dam ha-nefesh. There's dam ha-nefesh, there's dam ha-tamsis, right? But the dam that was used for Zrika had to be dam ha-nefesh, and the dam that comes out of the ear is not dam ha-nefesh. So enechinami, based on mimokim shachateyu, it could mean even the ear. But I know from elsewhere that the Zrika had to be done with dam ha-nefesh, and you're not getting dam ha-nefesh from the ear. But the Gemara says, not true. Ve'imi the karva azal adam ha-nefesh. Maybe what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to do the shechita by the ear, and then you do this huge incision until you get to an area where you're going to actually get dam ha-nefesh. Mara says, I hear. Visu, let me ask you another kasha before you even get a chance to answer. Shi'iyah, dirasa, chalot, agrama, v'ikur, the five halachas that govern shechita. Minala, what's the makar to that? You have a raya to this from the pasuk. Ella says the Gemara, you know you don't, right? Must be Gemara. The whole idea of Shi'iyah, dirasa, chalot, agrama, v'ikur, must be halacha l'moshe Mi-Sinai. And to the extent that we're already forced to say that there are halachas l'moshe Mi-Sinai that govern exactly the way shechita works, we might as well say, shechita menatzaver, nami gemara, that's probably also halacha l'moshe Mi-Sinai. So this whole makar of the shachat, mimakim sheshachateyo, number one, there's a kasha on it, because maybe it means the oizen, and number two, let's be honest, you anyways have to come on to halacha l'moshe Mi-Sinai because of the five halachas. So it's you're talking that shechita menatzaver, nami gemara. That's also halacha. If that's the case, recall the mayasa. Sounded like we had some sort of drasha going on over here of the shachat as ben habakar mimakim sheshachateyu. Should something be extrapolated from that? The answer is yeah. The loy l'shavya gistra. You know what the pasuk is coming to tell me? Not what you should do, but rather what you should not do. And that is, you could have thought with that, when it comes to shechita, so what you do is you should make it into a gistra. So we've seen this word gistra a few times in Chulin. Chop it into two pieces. Kamash malon, loy l'shav yegistra. You make an incision, you don't chop it into two pieces. Now there's a shayla in the Rishonim, when the Gemara says loy l'shav yegistra, which the Gemara is going to repeat a few times now on this Amud, does it mean you're not allowed to make it into a gistra? Or does it mean you don't have to make it into a gistra? But regardless, says the Gemara, Rav Kahana took the first crack at trying to figure out, is there a makar in the Torah to shechita ben atzaver? He said, yeah, v'shachat as ben abokar, shechita as kotchem. Mimokem shne shachateyu. At the end of the day, the Gemara had a flaw, because maybe it means the oizen, ayinit dama nefesh, maybe you'll shecht all the way to the dama nefesh. So at the end of the day, the Gemara says, you're right, the makar is halacha l'moish misinai. Is there anything to be taken out of this drasha of v'shachat as ben abokar, mimokem shne shachateyu? The answer is, yeah, what is that? The loy l'shav yegistar, either you can't make it into a gistar, or you don't have to make it into a gistar. Number two, Rav Yemar, he's the mem of the chaf mem shin. Rav Yemar Amar, Amakrod says in the pasuk, v'zavachto, and the rest of the pasuk is, miparcho umitzoinchos. This is the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, Devarim Yud Beis Chaf Aleph, which is the source to Shechitas Chulin. V'shachat es ben abakar is Shechitas Kachim, v'zavachto miparcho umitzoinchos is Shechitas Chulin. But either way, it says v'zavachto, and we learn from there, mimokim shezov chateyo. Mimokim shezov, from the place that dam flows, chateyo, you should break the animal. So the shechita has to be menatzavi. Now I know that because that's an area where if you made an incision, dam would flow, and you're supposed to break it in such an area. What's the makar to the idea that chateu means to break? Right, v'zavachta, that's the acronym. How do you know the latter part of the acronym? Tachsev, it's based on a pasuk, al tira v'altechas, a pasuk in Parshas Dvarim, al tira, don't be afraid, v'altechas, and don't break. So you see, that chateu is a lashon of shir. Freitim of ema mechaitmai. How do you know that the makim shazav is the tzavra? Maybe it means the nose, right? A running nose of blood. Sometimes you have such an inyan. So the Gemara says zav al yedei chitu beinu v'hayzav me'elavu. It's true that blood sometimes runs from the nose, but it happens on its own. We're talking about an area where the only time the blood is going to flow is if you break it. Mimakim shezov chateyo. It's nachta chitoy after the shvira. That's what's going to cause the blood to flow. That's not true by the chaitim. That is true by the tzav. The ema milibay. Maybe it means the heart, right? If you would stab it in the heart, for sure blood is going to flow. Mara says, I hear Vesu, and besides, she addressed Chalad Agrama v'ikumin alon. How do you know that? Right? You're not learning that from that pasuk. Eli, you have to say, how do you know she addressed Chalad Agrama v'ikumin gemara? Shechita ben atzav v'nami gemara. This is also going to be min a gemara. Says the gemara, if really the makar is not v'zavachto, it's learned that from gemara, what is the pasuk coming to tell me? Like we had in the first pshat, l'shav yegistra, it's coming to tell me that either you're not allowed to make it into a gistra, you don't have to make it into a gistra, but the gemara says, enochinami, the makar can't be mimokim shezav chateyo. Why? Because number one, maybe it's milibay, and besides, let's be honest, you have to come out to the loch l'moish b'sina anyways for the shi'id rasa chalad agram of ikut. You might as well say that shechita menatzaver is a loch l'moish b'sina as well. Either way, what was the mem of the simen? It was Rav Yemar's pshat. What was his makar? V'zavachta mipkarch mitzoyincha, v'zavachta mimokoim shezov chateyu. What was the issue with it? Because maybe it's milibay, and therefore you have no klaraya that it actually means menatzaver. And besides, you know you have to come onto the loch l'moish misinai, so that's more missed. What then is the pasuk coming to teach me? The loy l'shav yegistra, the third pshat, and this is the shin of the chaf mem shin, and it stands for the shin of Tana, the Vei Rabbi Yishmael. Vei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, and the Shiv Rabbi Yishmael, they had a third makar. It says, V'shachat es ben habakar. This is the same pasuk that Rav Kahana started us off with. So it's three makaris, but really two psukim. It's the pasuk that talks about the shechitas oila right at the beginning of Teiras Kayanim. And Vei Rabbi Yishmael learned, Al tikri v'shachat. Don't read it as if it said v'shachat, ela v'shachat. So switch out the shin with a sin. One of the oldest tricks in the books, right? So don't make it v'shachat. Make it instead v'shachat. Okay, what does v'shachat mean? So it's not miloshen schita on Shabbos. What it means is mimakim shesach. It means to talk from the place that the person talks. Chateyu, you're supposed to go ahead and you're supposed to cleanse it. Where does the person talk? It's the throat. That's where the vocal cords are, right? It's the tzavar. That's how you know it's supposed to be from the tzavar. So the Tvei Rabbi Shmuel is very similar to Rav Kahana. He's learning from the word v'shachat es ben abakar. What's the difference? Rav Kahana said mimakim sheshach with a shin. chatehu. And what the very Rabbi Shmuel is saying is b'makim she sach with a samach chatehu. But the Gemara says the imam milushayna. You tell me it's from the place that a person talks. The tongue plays a role in speech, so maybe that's what it's referring to. But the Gemara says being a dama nefesh velek. If you're going to cut the tongue, you're not going to get dama nefesh. The imam the karva azalat dama nefesh. Maybe you're supposed to do such an incision. You start with the tongue and you make it all the way until you're going to get dama nefesh. Vesu. I think we're getting the feel for it already. She'ir drasa chalat agram of ikum minolan el Gemara. You have to say that's learned out from a lochel moish misina shchit menatzav and nami Gemara. Ukrol the mayasa. Okay, so if this pasuk is really not coming to teach me the halacha of shechita v'natzavah, because that's halacha l'moishu misina, because otherwise maybe it means the tongue. So what then is the makar? Again, it's coming to tell me that all you're supposed to do is cleanse it, but you're not supposed to chop it into two pieces, or you're not allowed to chop it into two pieces, or you don't have to chop it into two pieces. Pick your choice. But the bottom line is, this concludes the very, very first part of today's daf, and that is Chaf Mem Shin Simen. We know the Simen now stands for the Chaf is Rav Kahana, the Mem is Rav Yema, the Shin is the Vei Rav Yishmal, and they all came with Mekairis in the Torah to Shchita Men Atzavar. Rav Kahana said it's learned out from V'shachat Es Ben HaBakar, Mimakam Sheshach, with the animal bends, chateo, that's where you're supposed to cleanse it. Where does it bend? It bends min hatzavar. Ultimately, the Gemara knocked it out because the Gemara says that maybe it's not referring to the tzavar. That's not the only area that it actually bends, right? It could be another area as well. Maybe it means the oizen, right? What was the issue with the oizen? You're not going to get the dama nefesh. Maybe you're supposed to cut it so much until you're going to get the dama nefesh. So the Gemara rejected. The Gemara said, must be that mimakim sheshach chateo is just coming to tell me mimakim sheshach ulyur is chateo, as opposed to the loy v'shavi gistra. The second shot was Rav Yemar. He learned it from v'zavachta mipkarchem yitzayincha, mimakim shezov chateo. What's an area that dam would flow when you break it? It's the tzavar. But the Gemara said, maybe that's not what it is. Maybe it's referring to the lave. Maybe it's referring to the heart. So Gemara says, you're right. Must be, it's halacha l'moishu misinai. What then is mimakim shezov chateo coming to teach me? Just chateo. Just break it. But don't sever it legamri. Loi l'shav yegistra. Thirbshah was the very Rabbi Shmuel. He also learned it from v'shachar es ben abakar. But he didn't darshim mimakim sheshach with a shim. Mimakim sheshach with a samach. The place that the person speaks. Gemara says, maybe it's referring to the tongue. The Gemara said, I hear, based on that, must be really, it's halacha l'moishu misinai. What then is the shachat, atikri v'shachat, ela v'shachat coming to teach me? Like we said, the loy l'shav yegistra. Either way, the Gemara is going to bring more makaris. These more makaris are not included in the simen, because we're going to see that the signon of how the Gemara is going to address these other makaris are a little bit different. So these first three, Rav Kahana, Rav Yemar, and the very Rav Yishmal, were all approached in the identical way. Hence, they got their unique simen, right? You would think the simen would be more inclusive, and the reason is because we're about to learn additional makayrus. But the Teretz is those three were mamish the same. Pasik, maybe it's halacha l'moishu misinai. It is. What's it coming to tell me? The pasik, the loy l'shav yegistra. Now this signon is going to be a little bit different. Talk to Gemara. V'tana ma'isalei me'acha. The following tana learned it from somewhere else. The tanya we learned in a braisa. Rabchiya said, minay l'shchita v'natzavar. How do you know that shchita is supposed to be min hatzavar? Shenema the pasik says, v'orchu b'nei aharon ha'koyhanim es ha'nesochim. And the hemshach of the pasuk is es ha'royish ve'es ha'poder alo eitzim asher alo eish asher alo mezbech. So this pasuk is in Vayikra Perek alo pasuk ches. It's talking about the korban oilo kachim, specifically the mitzvah of hefshid v'nituach. So we know a korban oilo was unique. You had to skin the animal, you had to chop it into pieces, and then you had to take all those pieces kuloi kolol, you had to be makdered on the mezbech. So the pasuk says that the koyin, after he already has all these pieces, the hefshev and nituach that were done based on yesterday's daf, maybe by the Levi, I don't know. But va'orchu b'nei aharon ha'kehanim es ha'nesachin, it was all chopped up. So the kohen now takes those nesachin, he takes the roish, he takes the pader, and he puts it on the mizbech. So said Reb Chiya, she'ein talmud loy me'as ha'roish v'as ha'pader. Ma talmud loy me'as ha'roish v'as ha'pader. Va'loy roish u'pader b'chal kol nesachim hayu. Lama yatsu. Very wordy. Why do you have to single out in this pasuk over here the roish and the pader? It was mentioned ready that he's supposed to take all the nesachim. The roish and the pader are part of the nesachim. So why did the Torah have to single out Mefurish that the Rosh and the Poder are included in the Va'archu? Says Rabbi Chiya, I'm going to tell you why. The Fish and Emar, because if you look two Pesukim earlier, when the Torah mentions the mitzvah of Hefshet, it says V'hivshet ha'sa oilo, v'nitach oisoy v'nsachel, that's the rest of the Pasuk, and then it goes ahead and it says, V'nostum le'aharin ha'koyen eish alam izbeach, V'orchu eitzim alo eish. You could have thought, Ein li'el inasachem she'eshem b'chal hafshata. I could have thought that the only time there's a mitzvah of V'orchu, the only time there's a mitzvah to be makter the oila, is if it's a chelik of the animal that actually had, that had a hefshet. Minay l'rabbis es ha'roish shekvar hutas. How do you know that the roish that was already severed at this point, how do you know the Roish was severed at this point? This is going to be the Raya that Shechita is Menatzavra. But how do you know that the Roish that was already severed at this point, and if that's the case, it's not included in the mitzvah of Hivshet Esa Oyla V'nita Chaisel and Sachel. How do you know that's included in the Va'archu? Talmud Loima, that's why the Torah had to say Es Roishoy V'es Pidroi V'arach. That's why the Torah needs to single out that even the Roish is included in the mitzvah of Va'archu. It's included in the mitzvah of Haktara. Says Rav Chiya, you want to know why the Torah singled out? You have to do Haktara with the Roish, because it's a little bit mashma, v'hivshet esa oyla v'nitach oysel in sochel, and only that v'orchu eitzem alo esh. But what about a chelik that was not included in the hefshet? You didn't take it and chop it into pieces. How do you know that's also included? Such as what? Such as the Roish. Oh, Talmud Loimar, that's why the Torah had to go ahead and single out the Roish. Abizok, the Gemara, mid the Kamar, from the fact Rabbi Chiya said, es ha-Roish shekvar hutas, that the Torah had to go ahead and tell me mefurish, single out, that there's a mitzvah Torah when it comes to the Roish of the Oilah. Because you would have thought, being that it was severed, it's not part of the rest of the Oilah. So it's not included in the Hefshet Vinituach. So therefore, maybe it's not included in the Va'archu, Michal Deshchit Venatzavah. What do you see from here? That at some point the head got severed. When the head got severed? Torah never said sever the head. I mean, what the Torah said, V'shachat has ben abakar. So you see from here that Shechita must be menatzaver. So this is a very roundabout kachim de geraya. But from the fact that we need a ribui to tell me that there's a mitzvah haktara with the roish of the oila, Weiss and Weiss Toist, there's something unique about the Roish. What was unique about the Roish? It's not included in the Hefshet Vinituach. Why would it not be included in the Hefshet Vinituach? Because the Torah says, take whatever is left of the oil and do the Hefshet Vinituach. This is not left of the oil. Shekvar Huta, as it was already severed. When was it severed? It must be Shechitas Menatzaver, and that's when the Roish ended up being severed. This is the Rai. But the Gemara asks one technical question if you're holding Cheshman, and that is, V'tano Pasach B'Roish U'Fader U'Mesayim B'Roishoy U'Fidroy. You go back to the Braisa. The Braisa started with a kasha. It says, V'orchu b'nei harin ha-kihani m'sanasachim. This is Vayikra Perak Aleph Pasuk Ches. Es ha-roish ves ha-poder. And the question was, she'in Talmud loy me'es ha-roish ves ha-poder. Ma Talmud loy me'es ha-roish ves ha-poder. V'aloi roish u'peder b'chal kol ha-nasachim moy. V'lam ha-yotu. Four times the Gemara asked the kasha, right? But why do you have to single out the roish and the poder? Isn't it already included? So what was the question? Why does it say the words es ha-roish ves ha-poder in Vayikra Perak Aleph Pasuk Ches? So the Gemara says, I'm going to tell you why. And the Gemara says, oh, that's why Talmud Loimar, it says, Es Roshoi Ves Pidroi V'Arach. No, we're trying to figure out why it says Es HaRosh Ves HaPoder, not Es Roshoi Ves Pidroi. I mean, it sounds very similar, but it's not the same thing. In fact, where does it say Es Roshoi Ves Pidroi? That's in Pasuk Yud Beis. V'nitach Oysoi L'Nsocha, four Pesukim later. Ves Roshoi Ves Pidroi V'Arach HaKoyen Oysam Alo Eitzim Asher Alo Eish Asher Alam Ezbech. So we're trying to figure out why it says Es HaRosh Ves HaPoder. Talmud Loimar, a beautiful pshat, a riot that Shechitas Menatzaver. But the Talmud Loimar isn't Es Roshoi Ves Pidroi. So what's going on over here? Faith the Gemara, the Tana started off trying to figure out why it says Roshoi Peder, and then it was Messiah Talmud Loimar told me why it said Roish. Pidroi the Gemara says Sachar Kamen. This way you have to read the Brayse. We have to do a little surgery here. Minay the Rabbi says Roish Shekvar Hutas. The Brayse meant to say that why did the Torah have to say Roish Talmud Loimar as a Roish Ves HaPoder? Right? Because I would have thought, being that it was Hutas, is not included. So that's the Chiddush. And really, the way the Brayse is supposed to read is Talmud Loimar, not Roishayu Pidroi. Talmud Loimar as a Roish Ves HaPoder, because those are the words that we were trying to figure out why the Torah mentioned. Now the Brayse continues. V'Roishayu Pidroi Lamali. Why did the Torah mentioned Roish and Pidroi, meaning as Miretshain about the Yitur of Roish and Poder as it relates to Pasuk Ches. So why did it say Roish and Pidroi and Pasuk Yud Beis? Says the Gemara, Mibayulei, that's for a different reason. How do you know that when it comes to being Makter the Oilo, the first ones that you're supposed to be Makter are the Roish and the Peder? Tambad Loimar, Ves Roish, Ves Pidroi, Ve'arach. That's what that's coming to teach me. You're right. The focus of this Braisa was Pasuk Ches, why it says the Roish and the Peder, the Rents. The answer is because it's not included in the Hefshev Nituch, the Rosh that is, so I would have thought it's not included in the Haktara Talmud Lema that it is. But once we mention why you said Rosh and Peder, we also mention why four psukim later, Torah mentions Rosh, and it's for a whole different reason. That's to teach me that when it comes to the Haktara, you're supposed to start with the Rosh and the Peder, and everything else goes afterwards. Now, we started with Akasha, and that is when it says in Pasuk Ches, Perek Aleph Pasuk Ches, V'orchu b'nei Aharon ha-kanim es ha-nesachim es ha-rosh ves ha-pader. Why did it say Rosh and Peder? It's included in the Nesachim. So what was the answer? Because Rosh is Hutaz, it's not part of the Oila. So you could have thought, being that it's not part of the Oila anymore, it's not included, Talmud Loi Meritus. That answers Rosh, doesn't answer Pader, right? The Pader are the fats of the animal. So what about the Pader? It says the Gemara, Peder Kama, the Kosef Rachman Olamli. Now, the Peder Basra, the Rosh Yupidroi, I know I said that, to tell me that comes first, right? Rosh Yupidroi, first and second respectively. But the Kash is the Peder Kama. So that Peder Kama, why did the Torah say it? And for the Gemara, Mibayle Luchedetanya, this could be explained with even another Braisa. Ketzad Hu Oisa, when the Kohen took the Rosh of the Oila, and he put it on the Mizbeach. How did he do it? He would take the peder and he would use it to cover the Beis HaShechita. That's the way he did the Halah. And the reason he did it in this way, because this is the respectful way of doing it. So you want to know why the Torah says peder? Because when you maila the Rosh, you have to be maila the peder with it. That's why the Rosh and the peder come together. Not to be mechadish that there's a mitzvah, Halah, and Akhtara on the peder. I would have known that anyways. Rosh, there was a chiddush. But there was no chiddush in peder. The reason we mentioned the peder is because the peder actually needs to be hooked up tzizamin mit the rosh v'zeu derech kovid shel maila. Either way, we just got ourselves, if you're keeping score, a fourth makar to the idea of shechita min hatzavah. V'shachates ben habakar, v'zavachta mipkarchu mitzoyncha, v'shachates ben habakar. All three of those were rejected, by the way. And now we have the fact that the Torah needs to single out the haktara of the Rosh of an oila must be, because the Rosh was hutaz, you see from there that the Veshachat must have beheaded the oif. Thus, this is a makar that Shechit is supposed to be menatzav. The Gemara now is going to bring even a fifth makar. The following Tana brought a makar from it. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa. It says in the Torah, this is in Parsha Shmini, Zois Teiras HaBehema V'Hoif. So this is in the context of all the kosher and the non-kosher animals, psukim that we're going to be a lot more familiar with as we make our way through Maseches Chulin. But for now, a very general pasuk. Zois Teiras HaBehema V'Hoif. Says the Braisa, V'chi Be'ezah Teiras Shavse Behema L'Oif V'Oif L'Behema. In what way is a behema similar to an oif, and is an oif similar to behema? Specifically, just from the context over there, it sounds like we're dealing with the laws of Tumas Behema and Tumas Oif. And if that's the case, for sure, where do you find that Tumas Behema and Tumas Oif are the same? Sok the Braisa, and let me show you why I don't think they're the same. Behema metame b'magu b'masa. Oifene metame b'magu b'masa. Oif metame b'godem ha-beis ha-bliya. Behema ene metame b'godem ha-beis ha-bliya. And if that's the case, beza teira shafsa behema lo-oif, oif le-behema. Love the wordiness. So again, Teira seems to be equating the tumma of a behema and the tumma of an oif. It's not the same. A behema's tumma is tumas nevela, it's metame b'magu b'masa. Oif nevela, Oif Tahar Nevela is Metame Begadim HaBeis HaBliya. It's two completely Sugei Tuma. So, Be'ezah Torah Shavsa Behema Loif Oif the Behema. Loi Melecha Zakhti B'raisa Ma Behema B'shchita. You know what's coming to teach me? Just like a Behema, how does it become not Tame? Meaning, how do you prevent it from becoming a Nevela? You do a Shchita. Af Oif B'shchita, so too Oif is B'shchita as well. This is going according to the Mandamer that holds Shchita's Oif is Min HaTayr, which is the topic of tomorrow's daf. But either way, that is what the Zois Teres is coming to teach me. When it comes to a behema, so what shechita? It's roiv shnayim. If you're learning oif from behema, so oif should be the same thing. Talmud Loimar, it says zois teiras behema v'oif. We know zois is always exclusionary, and it's from the exclusion of zois that I know that only by behema it's two simanim. When it comes to oif, it's only one simon. This first part of the brisa feels pertinent to our discussion. It's actually not the reason we brought the brisa, right? Didn't say anything about a makar to shechita menatzaver. It said a lot about shechita, shechitas oif. Tomorrow's daf, this is a very wichtige braisa. But in today's daf, It's a nice tushtel. It's a related raid bite, right? It's not mamish what it is we're talking about. We need the next part of the price. Rabbi Yezah HaGadol said, I'm going to answer the kasha a little bit differently. You want to know what way behemah is similar to oif and oif is similar to tamer? Let me tell you. Just like when it comes to an oif of kachim. How are you machshir the oif of kachim? You do it minatzaver. You do malika, right? Malika is mularpoi. It's minatzaver. Af behemah shei minatzaver. So to behemah, whether it's kachim, whenever you're going to do shechita, it's always going to be minat savor. Oh, once I say you're learning from Malika, so maybe it should be mi mulayrif. Talmud loymar umalak es roisha mi mul orpay v'loy avdo. It says roishoy, roishos zem mi mulayrif, vein roishoy shalachem mi mulayrif. But Dr. Rabbi Eliezer, you want to know what the Zeis Teres is coming to teach me? We're not coming to learn oif from behema, just the opposite. We're learning behema from oif. And just like oif hechsheiroi by chatas oif and an oivus oif is Malika, which is the tzaver. That's how I know shechita is supposed to be from that tzaver as well. For Rabbi Liaz, let's just close the loop here. Hi, Zeus, my Avali. What does he do with the word Zeus? Right, the Tanakh Medarsh in the word Zeus. What does he do with the word Zeus? He loves Zeus. Had it not said Zeus, have a mina, I would have thought ma oif besimon echad, af behema besimon echad. If you're learning behema from oif, so the other way around, say that just like an oif besimon echad, maybe behema besimon echad as well, because of Rachman of Zeus, that's why it says Zeus to teach me that no, that's really not the way it is. Right, the Tanakh Medarsh went the other way. Tanakh Medarsh said that why does it say Zeus? To teach me, you're learning oif from behema. So you would have thought that behema is two simanim, as oif is also two simanim. Talmud loy mar zois. In Rabbi Eliezer's world, we're learning behema from oif. So you would have thought oif is simen echad, behema is also simen echad. Talmud loy mar kamash malon, that is not the way it is. The bottom line is, this is a fifth mekar already to the halacha that shechita is menat zavar. So again, let's revisit this. What is the mekar that shechita is supposed to be menat zavar? If you add up the Mekaris and the Gemara brought five. V'shachat es ben habakar mimakam sheshachateyo. V'zavachta mipkarcho mitzaincha mimakam shezav chateyo. We had v'shachat, al tikri v'shachat elo v'shachat. Not mimakam sheshach, but rather mimakam sheshach. Sesach, Mimakam Sesach. Then we had the Makar from the beginning of Vayikra with the fact that the Torah had to be Marba. The fact that the Torah had to be Marba, the Haktara of the Rosh of an Oila must be because it's somehow different. Oh, because it was Huta as it was severed. See, so the Shechita must have been Menatzav. And then we have Rabbi Eliezer's Makar, Zoyz Torah as a Behema Va'oif. Just like an Oif, the Malikos, Mimol Arpa, so too Shechita's Behema was always going to be Mimol Arpa. So it's five Makar. Stating that, the first three were rejected, right? First three were knocked out. And what did Gemara say as it relates to the first three? At the end of the day, Gemara, right? It's really Allah HaLamayish Misinai. So Rav Kahana's Makar was Allah HaLamayish Misinai. Rav Yema's Makar was Allah HaLamayish Misinai. The very Rabbi Shmuel's Makar ended up being Allah HaLamayish Misinai. All those psukim were just Leila Shavya Gistera. Rav Chia's Makar and Rav Eliezer's Makar seemed to be the two Makaris that we ended up with. Tanei Bar Kapar. Bar Kapara taught a price. This is all me in the inbox in it. It says, Zeus Teres of Behema Vihoif. Hitla Kosef Loif, Ben Behema Lodogim. The Torah put the oif between the Behema and the Dogim. Now, where did it say the Dogim? Set. You have to know the end of the pasuk, right? This is again another classic raya that the Gemara expects us to know psukim. Ben chamish lemikra, ben esel lemishna. When you're 15, you started learning Gemara. You're 10 years into your mikra cycle by the time you started learning Gemara. So he's teres of himavoyv the chol nefesh chaya haroi meses b'amoyim, which obviously means fish, right? So the Torah put the oif between the behema and the fish. Why? L'chayvoy b'shnei simon. Not so, says the Braisa. Says Bar Kapar. L'chayvoy b'shnei simonim yefshe. To tell me that an oif requires shechita, and shechita is two simonim, just like a behemoth, you can't say. You know why? Shekvar hukash l'dogim, because it says an next l'dogim. L'poyte b'lay klum yefshe. You can't tell me that oif doesn't need any shechita, like the fish that it's next to. Shekvar hukash l'behemoth, so it's next to behemoth. Hakeitzad, hechsher b'simen echad. In other words, Bar Kapar said a nice drasha. From the fact that the oif is in between the behemoth and the dog, that's how I know Shechita Soif is always Simen Echad. It's next to the Behema, which would suggest a bona fide Shechita, two Simanim. It's next to the fish. Fish doesn't need any Shechita. I said, which one is it? Is it two or is it nothing? That's a pretty obvious compromise. I'll meet you halfway. So it's going to end up being one, and that's how you know yachloiku when it comes to shchita soif. All it is simenach. It says dog and lab shchita nirminal. How do you know that you don't have to shecht fish? So we take for granted that you don't have to shecht fish. No such thing as glatt kosher fish, right? So what's the pshat? Why don't fish require shchitis? You saw this thing in Gemara. Is it from the following pasuk? It says, "Atzoinu baka yishachet lohem imes kol gei hayom ye asef lohem." So this is in the context of the slav. So Hashem tells Moshe, "You're going to see there's going to be so much tzoinu baka that they're going to have to shecht, and there's going to be so much fish that they're going to be able to just gather from the sea." What does it sound like? Basifa ba'amas agilahu. As it relates to the tzoinu and the baka that requires shchita, but as it relates to the fish, all you have to do is an asif. The Gemara says, "El miyato ibazoy." Gabi slav dichsev by the slav. It said vayasfu as a slav. They gathered the slav. Hachinami de lab shchita. You're gonna tell me they didn't do shchita, right? That can't be. Why not? Because slav is an oif. Va'amr the point of like lomi efsher. And you just told me that for sure you have to do shchita when it comes to an oif. Shekvar hukash lebehema. So the Mar says no. La oilam the makar that you don't have to do shchita by dogim is because it says atzoyin ubaki yishachit lehem. Him is called geayom neyasef lehem. Aye. It also says by the slav vayasfu as a slav. Hasam like siva sifa b'makam shchita. The diik is not that it says Ye Yosef Lahem. The diik is that in the same verse it says Shchita by the Tzoinu Nubaka and only Ye Yosef by the fish. So that obvious distinction is the basis for the diik. The fact that the pasuk would say Vayasfu as Aslav Dos Alein is Nishkein Raya that you don't need Shchita because maybe Vayasfu and after the Vayasfu you have to go ahead and do a Shchita. The diik is Tzoinu Baka Yishachet Imes Kol Ge Ayam Ye Yosef. The end of the day, what's the raya that fish don't require shchita? It's this pasuk. Hatzoinu baka yishachit lohem, imes kold gei ayam yei asef lohem. So look at the Gemara, dvar agata, dorash uiver glila. So there was a traveling glila, person who came from the Galil, like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, right? He was from the Galil. So there was an uiver glila that said the following drash, behemah shenivis menayabasha, the behemah that was created from the ground. Shem made the behemah offer min adama hechsher b'shnei simanim. So the way you go ahead and you kill it, the way you make it kosher for a shchita is by taking out two simanim. Dovim shenivru min amayim, as opposed to fish that were created from the water. The water is not as strong as the dry land is, so therefore it doesn't require as much in order for you to go ahead and do the shchita. Hechsher v'loy klom. Therefore, you don't even have to do anything. Oif shenivrim and arekak, the birds, the oifis that were created from the mud. So it's a taruvois of offer and mayim. So it's somewhere in between. Chsher b'simen echad. Amr Reb Shmuel Kaputkia. Reb Shmuel, who came from Kaputkia, said, Teda, I'll prove to you that the oifis were created from the rekak, meaning they were created from offer, but also from the mayim. Shari oifis yesh lehem kaskeses b'raglem. Because you find that there are oifis that have scales, just like fish do. Why do fish have scales? Because they're nivram and amayim. So you see, oifis are also nivram and amayim, not 100% and amayim, but from arakak, from ofer and amayim combined. Says the Gemara, one last Gemara. For oid shalu, there was a certain Roman official that asked Rabbi Gamliel the following question. There's a pasuk that says, this is a pasuk right in the beginning of time. Bereshis Aleph Chaf. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yishritzu HaMayim, Sheretz Nefesh Chayev Oif Yoifif. Alma, you see from here, as it relates to the Oifos, Mimayev, they were created from water, right? Yishritzu HaMayim, Oif Yoifif, that the Oifos came from Mayim. Fixe, but there's another passage that says, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim Eno Adoma Kol Chayis HaSoda, Ve'es Kol Oif HaShomayim, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim Eno Adoma, Es Oif HaShomayim, Alma Me'ar Ivru. So you see that they were created from dry land. So this Roman officer asked Rabbi Gamliel, a steer in Psukim, a Psukim that I mentioned right in the beginning of the Torah, Bereish is Perek Aleph Pasuk Chaf, Bereish Perek Beis Pasuk Yutes. One pasuk seems to say that oifis were created from the mayim. Vayomer lekim yishritzu hamayim v'oifi oifif. And the other pasuk suggests that was created meno adama. Vayitzar Hashem lekim meno adama ve'is kol oif hashamayim. Amaloi, so Rabbi Gamliel told this hegmoin, then I'm going to tell you what the answer is. Mina rekak nivru. They're both true. Sometimes that's the way you answer a stira. They're both true. Meaning, it was from an area that had Adama, hence Vayitzar Hashem Elokim Eno Adama, but it also had Mayim, hence Vayomer Elokim Yishritzu HaMayim. It was an area of Rakak. As Rabbi Gamliel told this to the Hegmon Ra, Rabbi Gamliel saw Talmidim Estaklin Zebezeh, right? They were looking at each other, the Talmidim, they started rolling their eyes as if
This is really what the Rebbe just said. Amar lehem, so he turned to them and he said, Kasha beinechem shedachisi eschem esoivi bekash. Right? I understand that you don't like what I said, but don't worry about it. What I told him was bekash. I was just trying to deflect him. I wasn't giving him the real honest answer. Which, by the way, this is an idea. This is a whole schmooze for itself. That sometimes you find the chacham, they didn't want to talk and learning to the hegmans. They dafka didn't want to talk to them and learning. Mishpat of bal yadayim, right? Now let it teach a ben nayach teira. The sugi is about this. So sometimes they dafka would be doicha them bekash. He says, I was just doicha bekash. That's not really what I meant. Okay, so they said, Rebbe, what's the... Mice is asking a decent question. So what is the answer? So he told them, min hamayim nifr. Really, they were creating in Amayim. Okay, so then what is the pasuk by Yitzhar Hashem lekim in Adamo kol chayas asadav es kol oif Hashemayim? What does that mean? It sounds like they were created really min Adamo v'lam hevian el Adam likris lehem shem. In other words, if you look at the pasuk right after that, so Perik Beis pasuk Yutes by Yitzhar Hashem lekim in Adamo kol chayas asadav ves kol oif Hashemayim. And what does the pasuk continue? Vayyove el ha'adam lirois ma'yikroloi v'chayla she'yikroloi ha'adam nefesh chayahu shemoi v'yikro adam shemoi s'chala behem aloif ha'shemayim l'chol chayas asada. In other words, the reason that we're mentioning over here, the oif, is not because the oif was really created min adam. The oif was not created min adam. The oif was created, like it said Pesukim earlier, who was created min hamayim. The only reason we're throwing it into this pasuk is because of what it says in the Hemshach. The Hemshach is that Hashem takes all these animals that were created, some min hamayim, like we mentioned several psukim earlier, some min adamo, like you said in the beginning of this pasuk, and brings all these animals to Adam. But the point is that the reason we throw in Ves Kol Oif HaShemayim is not because it's directly related to what it said in the beginning of the pasuk, Ve'itza Hashem Lekim Min Adam. No, because that was only Kol Chayas Asada. We threw in the Ves Kol Oif HaShemayim, even though it's not really attached to Ve'itza Hashem Lekim Min Adam, because Ves Kol Oif HaShemayim was included in what the rest of the pasuk and what the next pasuk says. And that is that Hashem now takes all these things that were created, brings them to Adam, so Adam should call them names. Ve'yesh Oimrim, some say that the way this exchange went down between this Roman officer and between Rabbi Gamliel was actually just the opposite. Meaning, some say, that when the Hegman asked the question to Rabbi Gamliel, he asked him the stira, what he told him was, is what in the first version he told the Talmidim, and when the Talmidim started rolling their eyes, he says, I know that's not the real answer. You want to know what the real answer is? The real answer is, it was min ha'rekak, mishum dechsiv al vayitzar. And the reason that's the real answer is because, let's be honest, when it says ves kol oif ha'shamayim, it doesn't sound like it's only referring to what it says in the second part of the pasuk. Sounds like it's referring to what it says in the first part of the pasuk as well. Vayitzar Hashem lekim min ha'adama kol chayas asad ves kol oif ha'shamayim. So to tell me ves kol oif ha'shamayim is just referring to the next words, vayyove el ha'adam liris ma'yikraloi, that's dachuk, that can't be the real answer. That was the Dechia Bekash. You want to know what the real answer was? It was really the Dechia of what the first Lishna had. Either way, this concludes today's daf. Today's daf was pretty focused, and that is basic laws of Shechita. I mean, the first thing we learned in the Mishnah, the sugya was, is that even though we know Rubei Shalechet Kamayo, and even though we know it's only one simon when it comes to a knife, but based on the very, very first gemara in the perek, the Rambam perek Aleph Halacha Tes and Hilcha Shechita says that's only b'dieved. That's the hashoich. That's the first word of the perek. But really, lechatchila, you're always supposed to do two simonim, and not just Rubei Shalechet Kamayo, but you're supposed to sever the entirety of the two simonim. Then we had the five makayres, three of them knocked out. The simin, kof mem shin, but the five makoiris, how you know that shechita is really supposed to be min hatzaver. We also had a little bit of makoiris as it relates to how do you know that shechita is oif simin echad? How do you know that fish doesn't require shechita as well? And we even had a little bit of agoda related to that, that the behema, which was created min adama, is strong, and as a result, requires shechita shnei simanim. The fish that were created from the mayim, thus they're very weak, doesn't require shechita at all. And the oif, which was created min arakak, from a mixture of ofer and mayim, so that's somewhere in between, that requires only shechitas one simen. Is that true, by the way, that the oifes were created min arakak? There seems to be a stiras apsukim. If it was created min adama, created min amayim, and one Lishna of the Gemara, the answer is it was created in Arakak. In another Lishna, it was really created 100% in Amayim. I had that Pasuk that seems to suggest it was created in Adama. The whole mention of Eifes there is referring to the second half of the Pasuk. It's not really referring to the first half of the Pasuk. Either way, as it relates to Raid, I think it's Kedai, you know where this is going, to go back to the Raid of the last few days and to talk a little more about Shevet Levi. So the topic of the raid on Daf Chav Dalet and Daf Chav He was the unique role of Shevet Levi. And what we learned, Tzazamin, was that Shevet Levi, like the Rambam says, B'lushayne Azov, in the beginning of Perek Gimel of Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, was separated from amongst the rest of Klal Yisrael to do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. What's his role? Number one, to watch. He's from the Shomrei HaMikdash. Number two, there were Levim that were Shayarim. They were responsible to open the doors and close the gates. There were those that were Meshayarim. Levim B'Shirim Uvezimra. When there was a Mishkan, the Yidden were in the Midbar, and Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yiso, the parashas that we're learning right now, then the Levim had a very important role. And that is, they had to take care and be in charge of all the logistics, of all things associated with the transportation. We also spoke about an idea that's not so mefurish in the Psukim, although once you are made aware of the idea, you see it, but something that the Rishonim talk about in different places. And that is that the Levim, from a high level, were the assistants of the Kayanim. We mentioned the Daskenim Bali Toysus in Parshas Nasai, the Bechar Shar in Parshas Nasai, the Sforna in Parshas Kairach, the Goyin in Divrei Hayamim Aleph, and really, once you start looking, you'll see it scattered around the Rishonim in different places, where the Levim were Nesunim Heim L'Aharon Uvanav. They were literally the assistants of Aharon. And anything that Aharon needed to do that didn't have to be done by a Kohen, anything that was Ksheira Bizar, just a Shechita and Hefshev and Nituach, he would farm out to the Levim. And that's why you find that in Divrei Hayamim Beis, Perichav Tesem, Perek Lamed, that's talking about the Karban Pesach that was brought by Chizkiyahu HaMelech. And in Divrei Hayomim Beis, Perek Lamed Hey, the Karban Pesach that was brought by Yoshiyahu HaMelech. And Ezra Perek Vav, the Karban Pesach that was brought in the beginning of Bayi Sheni. You find the Levim are assisting the Kayhanim, Vayechaskum, because the Kayhanim are so overwhelmed. And the Levim are coming and they're chiming in. It's because that is really part and parcel of the job of what the Levi is supposed to do. His role is to assist the Kayhan. In fact, if you want to crystallize the idea, the Kayhan's role in the Beis HaMikdash is to serve Hashem, and the Levi's job is to assist the Kohen, almost serve the Kohen, if you could say that, but assist the Kohen in the Kohen service of Hashem. Ad kidei kach, that Hagoyen Hagadol Remei Simcha in Meshech Chachman Parashas Bamidbar says that's why the Torah always refers to the Kohanim as being Kedoshim, and the Levim, you never find such a thing. The Matnes Kahuna are all Kadosh, but Matnes Leviya, Maiserishin, is not Kaddish. Even Rameya, that also it's also Lazar, but it's Nechal B'tomo. It's because the Kohen was Tashmishay Kedusha, as opposed to the Levi, is Tashmish, De Tashmish, and see Megillah 26, where it's Mavur, that Tashmish Kedusha is Kaddish, but Tashmish, De Tashmish, is not Kaddish at all. That's a very high level, very brief sikun of some of what we spoke about the last few days. But the truth is, there's another very critical role that Shevet Levi played. Now, just to be makdim, the Indian that we're going to talk about now is something that we've spoken about several times over the years, but the Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Kama Chidushim. That is, in what's arguably the most famous Rambam in his Yad Chazaka, certainly in Kaisle Beis Medrash, certainly in the Musa Shmuzin of Kaisle Beis Medrash. The Rambam, in the very end of Hilcha Shmita V'Yoivel, this is in Perik Yud Gimel Alocha Yud Beis, the Rambam says, V'lom aloi zocha Levi benachlas Eretz Yisrael u'bevizas imechav. Why is it that Levi was excluded from being able to get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael? Mipnei, says the Rambam, shehuv delabdet es Hashem ulusharsa. It's because Levi was separated to serve Hashem. Additionally, Levi was set aside to teach Drachav Ayesharim Umishpatav Atzadikim to the masses. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Yoru Mishpatecha LeYakov V'Sayrascha LeYisrael. Lefichach says the Rambam, Huvdulu Midarkei Yohilam. It's for that reason Levi was set aside from the ways of the world. They don't have to wage wars like the rest of the Jews do. They don't inherit. Says the Rambam. You want to know why Levi doesn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael? Because Levi's different. He was set aside. He was separated. What was the Havdalah? That's number one. Is number two. Now, Lavid es Hashem ulesharsoi, that we know. That's the sikkum that we just did of the last few days of raid. It's the Rambam in Perikim Uhulchas Klei HaMikdash. What's the second thing? Ulahoyroiz drachav hayesharim umishpatav hatzadikim l'rabim. So the truth is, Ram brings a pasuk for this. Shenema yoru mishpatecha liyakov v'sayrascha liyisrael. Now, where does it say that pasuk? It's in Parshas V'zayis HaBracha. By the Birchas Moshe, Lefnei Moisei, Ula Levi Omar. And one of the things that Moshe tells Levi is, yoru mishpatecha liyakov v'sayrascha liyisrael. Which literally means that your shevet are going to be the ones that are going to teach Torah to Klai Yisrael. In fact, Ad Kedei Kach, the Gemara says in Yuma, Dav Chavav Amir Aleph, Amar Ravo, Loi Mishkachas Tzurim B'Rabbanan Amir. You will never find a Tzum Rabbanan that paskins Shailas. That's a Meir Rabbi Yisrael, Ela Da'asim Mishavet Levi, Oiv Shavet Yisachar. Levi, how do I know Levi? Dichsiv Yoru Mishpatech Liyakiv. Yisachar, there's a different pasuk to be Mar B'Shavet Yisachar. But Yoru Mishpatech Liyakiv V'Sayrosch Liyisrael says that Levi was going to be from the Meir Hira in Klai Yisrael. And the Rambam includes this one pasuk, which in the Rambam's world is not a toilda, it's an av, in his definition of Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi was Huvdal. Lavid es Hashem ulushar say number one, ulahir es drachav ayesharim, umishpatam atzadikim l'rabim, that is number two. Now, you have to be medayik, the Rambam very carefully. The Rambam says that Levi was Huvdal. It's mavur in the Rambam that this, that Levi has a job to teach Torah, is not just a job. There was a Havdalah. It's part of what separates Shevet Levi from the rest of Klal Yisrael. Right, the Rambam, when he begins his paragimel of Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, and he talks about the role of the Levi. Zera Levi kuloi muvdol la'avodas HaMikdash. Shenema be'esahi hivdol Hashem eshevet al-Levi. But the Rambam is saying that the Havdalah of Levi was not only as it relates to Levi's going to be different, Levi's going to serve at the Beis HaMikdash. Yoru mishpatecha le'yakov v'sayroscha le'yisrael is a manifestation of this Havdalah between Levi and between the other Shmatim. And the question is, when did that Havdalah happen? But Isahi, Hivdal Hashem as Shevet HaLevi, Kipshuta is referring to the service of the Beis HaMikdash, what the Rambam talks about in Perikim Al-Hilchas Klei HaMikdash. Where do you find that Levi was Muvdal with regards to this Inyan of Yoru Mishpatecha LeYakov V'Sayrascha LeYisrael? But the rest of the story is a Mefurish Rambam. And this is a Rambam that's in the conversation of being maybe even more famous than the Rambam that we just mentioned. So the Rambam we just mentioned is, we're not ranking Rambams based on popularity, but the Rambam that we just mentioned is the Rambam in Soif Hilchas Shmita V'Yovel. This Rambam is in the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah. So in the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, the Rambam goes through the history of Avodah Zarah. And you know, he talks about how it all began in the Dar Enosh. Fast forwards to Nimrod and to Terach. Avram Avinu, who grew up in the house of Terach, he was an Ovid Avodah Zarah. Kivin Shenigmal Eisen Zeh, Hischel Shoitet Bedaitai. And he would think about Hashem in the morning and the night until finally he came to Akari. He realized that there's one creator, and it's that one creator that a person is responsible to serve and to worship. And as soon as he came to that Akara, Kivin Shehikr V'yodah, Hischel Hashav Tshuvos, and he's Vayikr B'Shem Hashem, he started traveling around the world and he started preaching and teaching his story. The Rambam continues towards the end of the first parak, and the Rambam says that Avram Avinu, when he came to his akara, so he taught it to whoever wanted to listen, but specifically v'hoidia liYitzchak benoi. He taught it to his son Yitzchak. V'yashav Yitzchak malavan amachzer. And then Yitzchak went into the family business. He also started teaching the fact that Hashem exists. V'Yitzchak hoidia liYaakov. Yitzchak taught it to his son Yaakov. Umineu lelamed, and he appointed him to be a melamed. V'yoshav melamed umachzir kol anil v'melav. And he would go ahead, he would teach it to anybody again that wanted to listen. Here's what we need. V'yaakov avinu lomad banav kulam. And then Yaakov avinu went and he taught it to all of his sons. V'hivdil Levi. But he set aside Levi. Umineu roish. And he appointed him to be the leader of this Avoida, for yeshiva be yeshiva, and he put him in yeshiva, lelami derech Hashem, v'lishmar mitzvah yisavram, v'tziva esbanam, and he commanded his children, shalayafsiku mibnei Levi, that there should never be a hefsik from the family of Levi, memuna acha memuna, generation after generation, kedei shalay yishtaka chalimut, v'yadover hoylechu miskaber b'vnei Yaakov, u'benil v'maleim, v'nasa ba'oilam, through the family of Yaakov, what happened was there was a all of a sudden, an umma, a nation, she'aydas es Hashem, at she'orcho ayomen liyisrael b'mitzrayim, v'chazru lumoid maseim, v'labad avid zara, until, unfortunately, the Jews regressed, happened in Egypt, and they went back to be avid avid zara. Chutz mishevet Levi. She'oma b'mitzvah savas, because they knew that they had this very important role, and they were the only ones that held on to what the mission was. Umei oylam le'ovat shevet Levi avid zara. And then the Rambam says, you should know, shevet Levi was never avid avid zara. But the Rambam, b'lashoni yasam, and I heard this from Shmuel Yankiv, in the end of the first parak of Hilchos Avodah says, v'yakov avinu lomad banav kulam, v'hivde Levi umineu roish, v'yeshivu b'yeshiva l'lami derech Hashem. When the Rambam says in the end of Hilchos Shmita, that Levi is separate, they're cast aside, they're a whole different Indian. Right, what does Havdalah mean? Let's just appreciate this. We make Havdalah on Matzoy Shabbos. We're being Mavdal ben Kodesh L'chol. We're Mavdal ben Or L'choshech. We're Mavdal ben Yisrael L'amim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mavdal between the Mayim HaTachtoinim and the Mayim HaOyoinim. The Havdalah between Levi and the rest of Klal Yisrael is on that level. It's heavy. It's on that level. Just like we understand the Havdalah ben Yisrael la'amim, there's a Havdalah between a Yid who's not from Levi and between a Yid that's from Levi. And that Havdalah has a definition. What do you mean I'm different? The difference between night and day is by day you can see, by night you can't see. A Yid mitagoy is the whole world, right? What's the Havdalah? The Levi has a job of Yer Mishpatech Liak to Rosh Chalitzo. But when did that Havdalah take place? Be'esayi Hivdal Hashem Hashavet Levi after the Chet Ha'egel, that was the Avoid that went from the Bechiris who went to the Levium. When did this Havdalah take place? That's the Rambam, the end of the first parak of Chasavay Dezara. That Havdalah happened Al Yidei Yaakov. So again, klar. The Rambam says, V'lom Eloi Zocha Levi B'nachlas Eretz Yisrael B'vizos Emecha M'vnei Shehuvdol Labed Es Hashem U'l'shor Soyu L'hoir Es Rochav Ayishor M'shvat V'atzik M'l'r Rambam. The Rambam is saying there was two Havdalahs. Number one, Labed Es Hashem U'l'shor Soy. Number two, L'hoir Es Rochav Ayishor M'shvat V'atzik M'l'r Rambam. Where was the Havdalah of Labed Es Hashem U'l'shor Soy? That's the Rambam Perik Gimel Aloch Aleph Hilchas Klei Hamikdash. But Esahi Hivdol Hashem Eshevet HaLevi. Where was the Havdalah of the second part of Ulahiris Drachav Ayisharim Umishpat Batzadikim L'Rabim? That's the Rambam in the end of the first parak of Hilchas Avodah Zarah. That Havdalah traces itself all the way back to the Zayde Yaakov Avinu. The Yaakov Avinu Lomad Ban of Kulam, but the Hivdal Levi. He was Mavdal Levi. But here's the point. Levi has a huge role in terms of what it is he has to do in the Beis HaMikdash. But in addition to that, Levi has a huge role in terms of what he has to do outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. As a matter of fact, it's in the Beis HaMedrash. Yoyrim Mishpatecha Li'akoy V'Seyroscha Li'Yisrael. That's the job of Sheva Levi. They're responsible for the Ruchnias of Klal Yisrael. They're responsible to make sure that the Yidden are behaving properly and the Yidden are doing what they're supposed to do. I once thought that we know Yoyrim Mishpatecha Li'akoy V'Seyroscha Li'Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is referred to as Yaakov when they're in the Shval HaMadrega. They're referred to as Yisrael when they're Berum HaMailo. Levi's job is to look out for the Yisraels, there's no question, but also they're responsible for the Yaakovs. They're responsible to be Makar of the Kraven, but also to be Makar of the Rechoikim. And the truth is that Rambam in the end of the first parak Hilchos Avodah Zarah that defines the Havdalah of Levi. Levi was doing the job of Yaakov, who was doing the job of Yitzchak, who was doing the job of Avram. What was Avram Avinu's job? Teaching the world Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Teaching the world Mibara Eila. That was the Avodah of Avram Avinu. He wasn't saying Supalandis. What he was doing was he was literally teach the Teretzes, because that's also included in Levi's responsibility. Levi's job is Nyoru Mishpatecha LeYakov V'Sayroscha LeYisrael. It jumps out of this Rambam over here in the end of the first paragraph of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. But what comes out is at this two dinim in the Avodah and in the Havdalah of Levi. One is Perek Gimel Aloch Aleph Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, and the other one is Perek Aleph Hilchos Avodah Zarah, and they're both crystallized so beautifully. But L'shoinei Azov Shal HaRambam in Perek Yud Gimel Hilchos Shmita V'Yoyvah. The last of the Nevi'im was the Navi Malachi. Chagi Yischari Malachi. He's the last of the Nevi'im. The very last of the Treyasa. Shailin the Gemara, Megillah, Daf Yudalid. Who exactly Malachi was. One man, Amar, I think it's Rav Nachman, says Malachi was Ezra. It's a big shayla. We don't know 100% who Malachi is. But one thing I can tell you, if you open up a Sefer Malachi, it's very short. It's three prokim, 55 psukim. Some of the most famous psukim in Tanakh are mentioned in Sefer Malachi. In Perik Aleph Halacha Vav, Malachi gives toichacha to the Kohanim. It's pasuk after pasuk after pasuk. Listen to the toichacha. He says, Bein Yechabed Av. The Eved Adonav, a son naturally respects his father. An Eved, a servant, respects his master. Vim Avani, says a Kadosh Baruch Hu to the Kayhanim, if I'm a father, I ekvoidi. Why are you not treating me like a father? Vim Adonim Ani, you want to tell me I'm not a father? Okay, I'm the master of the universe. Aye Mayroi. Omer Hashem Tzvakos, Lochem HaKoyhanim, to you the Koyhanim, Boizeshmi, who are literally embarrassing my name. Amartem, says the Navi Malachi, the Koyhanim respond, Bamebozinu Eshmecha. In what way are we embarrassing you? We're not treating you like a father. We're not treating you like a master. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Magishim al Mizbichi Lechem Egul. Because you're taking disgusting bread and you're putting it on my altar. Vamartem, and you respond, the Koyhanim, Bamega al Nucha. How so? I'll tell you how. Be'morchem shulchan Hashem nivzahu. Because you're acting and behaving in a way as if the shulchan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevuzah. V'chisagishun iver lizbayach ein ra. V'chisagishu pisech v'choyle ein ra. You take animals that are deformed, animals that are balimum, and you put it on the mizbeach. Hakriveyu no lefecha secha. Try doing that to one of your local officers. Give the puritz such a mincha. Hayirtzecha oy hayisa panecha amma Hashem tzavakos v'ato chaluna. And he goes on, Mi gam bochem v'yiskod l'sayim, Ein li chifetz bochem, Amar Hashem tzvokos, U'mincha loy erza miyetchem. I'm not interested, I'm not going to be merutzah with your carbon mincha. Ki mi mizrach shemesh v'ad mevoyen. Literally, from sea until shining sea, Gadol shmi bagoyim. My name is so great amongst the nations. U'b'chol mokoy mukter mugish l'shmi u'mincha tayr. Some of these psukim sound familiar? I'm telling you, half of Malachi we know. B'chol mokoy mukter mugish l'shmi u'mincha tayr. Ki Gadol shmi bagoyim. Omash v'am tem mechalel emoysoy. V'am morchem shulchan Hashem megoyol hu. V'nivoy nivza achloy. V'am martem hinei matla v'hi pachtem oysoy. Omash Hashem tzvokis. V'aveisem gozul v'esa piseach v'esa choyla. This is pasuk after pasuk after pasuk, 15 or so psukim, where the Navi, giving over the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is giving very harsh rebuke to the Kohanim. And then, in middle of this Musa Shmuz, it takes a little bit of a pivot. Smack in the middle. This is Perik Beis Pasuk. We started Perik Aleph Pasuk. This is Perik Beis Pasuk. Smack in the middle. Brisi Hoysa Ita Yachayim Vasholim. Ve'etna Loi Moira Vayira Inim Ibn Shmini Chasu. You know, I had a deal with the Kayhanim. I had a good thing going with them. Teiras MS Hoysa Befiu. Ve'avlo Loi Nimsa Besfasav. Besholim Umishar Holach Iti. Ve'rabim Heshem Yavim. As a matter of fact, the early Kayhanim, Rashi says, Aharon, Elazar, and Pinchas, Teiras MS Hoysa. They were preaching Teiras Emes. They never said anything that was inaccurate. They were being makariv people. They saw people that were doing averus, they were bringing them back. Because the lips of a koyin is what's supposed to protect the Das of Hashem. Ki Malach Hashem Tzvakisu. Right, so we know this pasuk. Marab Doimel Malach Yivakish Doim Repiu. But what's the literal pshat in this pasuk? Because the Kohen is a shliach. He's a Malach of Hashem Tzvakis. And he gives over the word of God. Va'atem sartem in aderech. Hichshaltem Rabbim Batoira. You're not bringing people back. Fakert. You're being machshel people Batoira. Shichatem Bris HaLevi. You corrupted the Bris of the Levi. Amar Hashem Tzvakis, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it goes on and on and on. Malachi's giving Teichacha to the Kohanim. And if you go through the Psukim, Klar, there's two Teichachas that he's giving him. The first Teichacha is, he says, you're supposed to do Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Magishim al Mizbechi Lechem Meguol. Hakriveyu no lefechasecha. Hayirtzecha. Oyayisa panecha. It's the fact that the karbonis are not being brought in the right way. Ein li chefetz bachem amar Hashem Tzvakos. Umincha loy erza miyetchem. Second half of the Teichacha is Teiras Emes Hoisa Befiu V'Abluloi Nimtza B'Svasav. This is the original Koyhanim. B'Sholem Uvimisha Halachite V'Rabim Heishem Eyavoy. Ki Sifsei Koyin Yishmeru Das V'Teir V'Akshu Piyu. Ki Malach Hashem Tzvaka is every Rishon Taitches. Ki Malach means Shluchay Shal HaKadosh Baruch. You're supposed to be my Shliach to give over the Dvar Hashem. Obe V'Artem Sartem In Aderech. Hichshalte Rabim V'Teiro. Shichatem Brisal Levi Omer Hashem. What are these two dinim? It's the Rambam and Soif Shmita V'Yoyvel. It's because Levi had two jobs. Mipnei Shehuv De Lavidus Hashem U'Lushar Soi U'Lahoyre Yisdrochev Ayishom Mishpat V'Tzadik Levi was moved to Imperik Kimel Aloch Aleph Hilchas Klei Amikdash and Kachim, and he was also moved by Yaakov Avinu. He was moved in the end of Hilchas Avodah Zarah to be the one that's gonna go with the message for Rabbim Heshem Yovin. That's the Avodah of Avram Avinu, and the Kayhanim corrupted both of those jobs. So Malachi, when he's giving Teichacha to the Kayhanim, the Teichacha Sveidinim. There's a Reisha and a Seifa. The Reisha is the Rambam, Perikim Lalocha, Hilchas Klei Mikdash, Be'esa, He Hivdal Hashem as Shevet Levi. And the Seifa is the end of the first Perik of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Yorim Shpedech Leach, Tzeros Chal Yisrael, which is Beshroshe Avdolah, like the Rambam says. And who is the one that was Mavdol? It was Yaakov Avinu. It's Poshit. That's what's going on over here in these Psukim here in Malachi. It's the two dinim of the Havdol of Levi. It's the two brisim. It's the two jobs of the Levi. The Levi has two jobs. One job that the Levi had was to do avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. The other job of the Levi was he was achroi for the ruchnius of the Yid. Yoiru mishpatecha le'Yakov v'sayl raschal le'Yisrael. Once upon a time, there were Levim, and they would walk around with a chip on their shoulder, knowing that they had a responsibility to make sure that the Yidden were behaving. And if they saw a Yid that wasn't doing the right thing, their job was to go, and the job was to be a v'rabim heshev me'ofen. That was his responsibility. That was his responsibility. And it didn't matter whether that person was a big goyin and a lamdin and he needed help understanding something, or if that person was a mechal Shabbos. It didn't matter if he was on the level of Yisrael or if he was on the level of Yaakov. Either way, that was the achrayas. It's because the Havdolah came from Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu's Havdolah to Levi was the avoid of Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu was avoid of Anefesh HaShe'asu B'char Chazal say 1,000 different times. Was an avoid of teaching people Poshin and Prost. And that's all inclusive. It's part and parcel of what the avoid of the Levi is. And by the way, if you're not sure this is true, who is the patriarch? Who is the spitz of Shevet Levi? It's Aharon HaKohen, right? The Mishnah says a person should be mitalmid of Shal Aharon HaKohen. Oyev Shalom, v'roidev Shalom, oyev es habriyas u'mekarvan l'teira. Right, that's the avoid of Aharon HaKohen. Aharon HaKohen's avoid was to be mekarvan l'teira. I saw the Lubavitcher Rebbe in his sichas on the Mishnah and Ovis. He said that when a yid is mekarev, which is obviously very negeya, his chassidim. But when a yid is mekarev, so he has to make sure that he's mekarev the yid to the Torah, not the Torah to the yid. This was a big theme in his shmuzen. He said, you don't negotiate with the Torah. The Torah is what the Torah is. You don't bring the Torah close to the yid. U'mekarevam la Torah. You bring the person close to the Torah. Now, it's obvious that a person who's being exposed to the Torah for the first time can't be expected on day one to be able to keep Tayrik mitzvahs. That's just like a child, said the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who's coming to learn how to read for the first time. So you can't expect them the first day, all of a sudden, to go through Yotzeris, right? B'neshim Achas. You have to teach them Kometz Alephah and Kometz Beis Ba, and then eventually he'll be able to read the Aseres B'nei Haman. Right? It's not something you get to right away. There's a process of how you learn. But the objective has has to be mekarvin l'teira, not be mekarv the teira to the yid. And his punchline was, who is the paradigm of kiruv in Chazal? Aharon HaKohen. Aharon HaKohen, who is mekarvin l'teira. What do we know about Aharon HaKohen? Vayaskein Aharon. It's Parshas Bahaloischa for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. It's this week's Parsha. For the rest of us, it's next week's Parsha. Melamed Shaloshina. Aharon HaKohen's Avoida B'Pnimius was Melamed Shaloshina. And he was the Mekarvin L'Teira. He did it from a place of Shaloshina. He brought the Yid close to the Teira, but he was never Meshana the Teira. He never brought the Teira to the Yid. But this is Aharon, he's the Kohen Gadol. What's he getting involved in this Avoida for? Mekarvin L'Teira. The Teira is part and parcel of the Avoida of Levi. And the Emes is, I think, another Knech, which is Emes. The Rama Per Gimel says how Sheva Levi was muvdal. In Perik Dali, he talks about the Kayhanim. HaKayhanim huvdalu michlal aleviyim, right? But the other Rambam says, la'avodas ha'korbanos. I don't know if there's any avdalah between Levi and the Kayhanim when it comes to the second avdalah. In Yaakov Avinu's avdalah, the Kayhanim aleviyim, I think, are all the same, right? It's tavkin avodas ha'korbanos. In Klei HaMikdash, Perik Gimel is the avdalah of the Levi, and Perik Dali is the avdalah of the Kayhan, Hilchas Klei HaMikdash. Ob in the Rambam soif, Perik Kam of Hilchas Avodas Zoris Nishtokhein avdalah. That's why Aharon Kohen, and I think any Levi is bad, some all one and the same. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, once upon a time, you had a Levi who's walking in the street, and he saw a Yid who needs chizik, and doesn't matter how far or how close he was, he took that Yid, and an oifen of melamed shaloshina, this is Shevet Levi, can bud Shevet Levi, nachlas Hashem, baruch Hashem cheloi. But at the same time, he took the Yid, whether he was a Yaakov digi Yid, or he was a Yisrael digi Yid, and he was a Makarav and L'tayras. Just to end, maybe we could say a davar chadash, and that is, over the years we mentioned so many times what the Goyin says in many different places. We found it's a Marsha in Sanhedrin, and that is when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the pasuk says Malko v'sareh b'goyim in Torah, and the Goyin said that means that with Churban Beis Hamikdash, not only did we lose the Amud of Avoida, but we lost the Amud of Torah as well. The world stands on three Amudim, Torah, Avoida, and Gemilas Chasadim. When the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, obviously we lost the Avoida. But the Goyen said, in addition to losing the Avoida, we also lost the Amud of Torah. And it's merumas in this pasuk, Malkav Esareh B'Goyim in Torah. And over the years, we've said over a different pshatim, why with Churban Beis Hamikdash was there all of a sudden a matzav of Ein Torah? But could be. What do the words mean? Malko v'sareh b'goyim. Well, just the taich. It's poetry, obviously. But Malko, the kings, her kings, and her ministers went into exile. Memela ain't taira. It sounds like the dogish over here is not that the Torah is in Galus per se. It's Malko v'sareh. It's the leaders of the Torah. And the emes is a mefurish Rashi. Rashi says, "Ein Torah, ein bohem moirei hayra." So felt moirei hayra. Where'd Rashi get that from? So Poshit, Rashi's teaching, "Ein Torah, sinishtoi kain moirei hayra." But why did Rashi teach "Ein Torah" the way everyone understands "Ein Torah" means? "Ein Torah," unfortunately, because Rashi sees it not so much in "Ein Torah." Malko v'sareh bagayim "Ein Torah." Rashi's making this deal. The problem was that the leaders weren't there. And because the leaders weren't there, it's Ein Torah. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, there were Kayhanim b'Avodasam, there were Levim b'Shirim, it was Zimram. But when there was a Beis HaMikdash, there were also Levim that would walk down the streets like Aharon HaKohen. And Aharon HaKohen was an Oyves HaBrius from Mekarvin LaTorah. And when he saw Yid that needed Chizik, he was Mekayim Yoiru Mishpatecha LeYakov V'Sayrascha LeYisrael. Abimit the Churban Klai Yisrael went to Galus. And when we went to Galus, we lost all this. We lost the Beis HaMikdash. We lost Kayhanim. We lost the Levium. We lost the Tzura of what Klai Yisrael was supposed to look like. And because we didn't have the Levi anymore, so we're lacking in the Yoiru Mishpatecha LeYakov V'Sayrascha LeYisrael. Malko V'Sareh B'Goyim. The Levium, the Kayhanim, they went into Galus. Ein Torah. Ein Bahem Moirei Hayrazak Rashi. We don't have the Yoiru Mishpatecha LeYakov V'Sayrascha LeYisrael. That's the Ein Torah. It's the Yoiru. Das is was felt. We don't have that Levi anymore. That's out to be Makariv. When the Beis HaMikdash was Chariv, we lost the Levi of Perek Gimel and Perek Dalet of Hilchas Klei HaMikdash. And when the Beis HaMikdash was Charev, we also lost the Levi of Perek Aleph of Hilchas Avodah Zarah. We lost both of those Bechinas of the Levi. Could be that's the Oimek of Malko V'Sareh B'Goyim Ein Torah. Either way, we should talk about Zoicha, She'ibana Beis HaMikdash B'mheira B'Yameinu. V'sein chelkenu b'soir asacha. V'shataka b'zoicha, that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, will have the Shevet Levi of Perek Gimel and Perek Dal of Hilchas Klei HaMikdash. And it's going to be v'sein chelkenu b'soir asacha. We'll have the Shevet Levi of Yoyru Mishpatecha Yaakov v'soir asacha Yisrael. That's rooted in the Havdalah that Yaakov Avinu already made. That's in the end of the first Perek Hilchas of Avodah Zarah. And then it's going to be v'arva l'Hashem minchas Yehuda v'Yerushalayim kimei olam u'chashanu kamenis. And you know who said that? You know who said that? The Navi Malachi said that. And that's where it comes full circle. Malachi gives Teichacha. He gives Teichacha to the Kayhanim. He says, you're not doing Davoid in the Beis HaMikdash. You're not teaching the Yidden Torah. And because of that, right now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I'm not interested in all your karbanas. But one day, Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash b'mher b'yameinu. And the Levi is going to do the Avodah. And it'll be v'sein chalkeinu b'sayir secha. The Levi is going to do his job of a rabbi meishim eyovoin. Then Malachi firdois, he said, it'll be va'arva l'Hashem minchas Yehuda v'yishlaim kimiyoy l'mechshonim kamenioyis b'mheiru b'yameinu. Amen.